Peter, you must have one of the best jobs in the world. Tell us what you do.
Well, I get to travel to some of the most beautiful places on earth. In fact, a holiday for me would be to spend time at home with my children or pottering around the garden. There's nothing I like better than escaping from those exotic beaches and turquoise blue seas. Not for me, those snow-covered mountains and icy cold lakes.
I find that difficult to believe. So what do you do?
I'm a commercial photographer. I have agents in London, Frankfurt and New York, and their job is to get me work anywhere in the world. Mostly it's taking still photographs for advertising, although a large part of my work is providing photographs for photo libraries. So when publishers or whoever need a photo for a book or a magazine, they go to a photo library and hopefully it'll be one of my photos that they'll buy.
So it's quite likely that we see your photos without realising they're yours.
Absolutely. There's a shot of a woman standing in the sea. It's not especially famous, and although I don't particularly like it, I know it's considered to be a good photo. I took it about 9 years ago in the South Pacific. The light is wonderful there. There's easy access to islands and the beaches are good.
Are there any disadvantages to your job?
Well, there's always the danger that carrying such a lot of expensive equipment, something might get stolen. And sometimes the equipment is held at customs, which means I'm hanging around and can't get on with my job. It gets released eventually, but it's very frustrating and it's no use making a fuss. And of course, the longer I have to wait, the more expensive the whole exercise becomes. I usually fly business class for comfort, as most of my trips are long-haul flights. And then there's hotels, meals, local transport, insurance. The list is endless. And there's the uncertainty attached to it, because for all you know, no one will like any of your pictures, and you'll end up making a loss.
Does your family mind you being away so much?
They're used to it. My wife was a photographer, and she knows that the only way I can do my job is by being away from home. I try never to be away for more than a month at a time. I don't think the children are so understanding, though. They certainly miss me and I miss them.
Presumably, your home is full of family shots.
That's a sore point. I'm not very good at the traditional happy family group. I don't know why. Perhaps it's because everyone expects me to take these wonderful pictures and that makes me really nervous. I try to concentrate, but I never seem to get it right. Perhaps I should just relax and stop worrying. If we want a good photo of the children, we take them to a professional photographer.
Peter White, thank you for talking to us and good luck with your next venture.
That's the end of part four. End of CD 3.
Published and copyright Pearson Education Limited, 2002.